This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
Get into you. You know, you're locked into true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. And the devil comes knocking at your thought life, and you don't even hear him. Why? Because you're fixed on true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. You're preoccupied. If you're preoccupied, he can't get in there. Yeah, but the circumstances don't look too good. Wait a minute. Stay with true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, no matter what the circumstances say. I refuse to be moved by how I feel. I refuse to be moved by the circumstances. I'm independent of circumstances, Philippians 4:11. I'm going to stay fixed on Jesus because Isaiah 26:3 says, when your mind is fixed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. Oh, if I get over there in the natural realm and I start worrying about this and, oh, this is affecting my flesh or this is affecting my feelings or my... Then I lose the peace. Amen. Oh, glory. That's when you got to run back to the secret place.
Amen.
Where's Pastor Matt? Do you have anything, Matt, you can think of? Pastor Matt, you can think of to help us to... keep our calmies or keep our sanity in a... Brother Gail, do you have anything you can think of there for a moment? Just a moment or two? Just anything you can think of? Just I want to hear. You might want to hear from somebody else. While he's coming, I'll read this to you. As the passengers settled in on a West Coast commuter flight, a flight attendant announced, "We'd like you folks to help us welcome our new co-pilot. He'll be performing the first commercial landing for us today. So be sure to give him a big round of applause when we come to a stop." The plane came in and made an extremely bumpy landing, bouncing hard 2-3 times before taxiing to a stop. I've had a few landings like that myself. They say a good landing is one you walk away from. Anyhow. Still, the passengers applauded. Then the attendant's voice came over the intercom. "Thanks for flying with us. And don't forget to let your co-pilot know which landing you liked best." Matt, can you think of anything today? Got to laugh once in a while too, right? Keep your commies.
Yeah. Just a verse I came across in my reading recently, Acts 10:38. This is a good way to stay sane.
Oh, come on.
In a crazy...
yes.
World is living in the anointing.
Yes.
We were not created to live sober.
Uh-huh.
Can you turn this up a little bit?
I told him to turn it down. Sorry, Rocky.
Sorry. I have a soft voice. So it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So, just like God anointed Jesus, he wants to anoint us. Not just for day-to-day stuff, but for demonstration, for doing good, and for demonstration. I know the times that I have shared my faith and have stepped out and prayed for people are the times that I was the most high as far as feeling good. Walking back to my car, I was like, whoa. And sometimes we just have all this in us, but we have to allow it to flow through us to rise above some of our circumstances. If we're focused all on our circumstances all the time, life can be sort of dragging. But relying upon the anointing, and how do you get more anointing? I think it's by spending time with Jesus. It's not about reading books or about receiving more information. It's really about spending time at his feet. So, Lord, help us to spend time at your feet. You know, the story of Mary and Martha. Mary chose the better part. I tend to be a doer, so I have to constantly remind myself, okay, quit trying to clean up or fix things or quit trying to prepare the service. Just prepare your heart for the service and spend time at his feet. He was healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So what heals oppression? The anointing. Amen? Amen.
And like you said, how do you increase the anointing? Spending time at his feet. Getting apart. You know, Jesus went to three different places. He went to a desert place, a solitary place, and a mountain place. What did he do it for? To connect with the Father, to get reflection and direction from him, but probably also to keep his commies. You know what I'm saying? In other words, to keep his sanity. Had to get away from people once in a while and get in that secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty. And what happens? He restores you, puts you back in balance. You're there talking with him, listening for him. How many of you ever heard a song called Up on the Roof? Up on the roof. Remember that? That was our song. But anyhow, in that song, it says, when this old world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Well, what it was saying is, when this whole world starts getting you down, the hustle and bustle of the world, get up on the roof. Go a little higher. Get alone in a solitary place with him and get recharged. And, you know, this is how Jesus managed to function in his ministry and casting out demons and everything else. He had to have that time away to keep his balance. You and I, if he needed it, how much more do we need it? Right? Amen. So when this old world starts getting you down, there's room enough for... Yeah, I can take my wife up there too. Yes. Come on, you want to come up here and share? Psalm 55:22. That's a good one. Yeah. Oh, right now.
It says, cast all your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken.
That's so good. Wait a minute. That's so good because you cast your care on the Lord. That's your part. What's he going to do? He's going to sustain you.
1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for us.
Thank you. That's a good one too. Thank you, Stacy. Very good. Cast the whole of your care onto him. All of your care, all of your anxiety, the Amplified says. What's weighing you down? What's burdening you? Cast it onto him. Why? Because he cares for you. Gail, you got something there, brother?
I just got to say.
That's how to keep our balance.
I'm good, yeah. Sustain in Hebrew means to maintain. He'll sustain you. That's what it says. Psalm 55:22, it says in there that if you cast your burden all upon the Lord, then he'll sustain you. And not let the righteous be forsaken. Are you righteous? Yes, I am righteous. The word sustain in Hebrew means to maintain or to nourish, to preserve, to protect, and to provide. It means to support. It means to defend. It means to supply the necessary things you need for living. That's what it means. To supply the means necessary for living.
Yeah, that's good.
Gasoline. He'll supply the gasoline you need for believing.
That's really good.
But he'll sustain you.
Sustain. That's good.
That ties right in with what Stacy said.
Yeah.
Somebody else got something? All right. Come on up. Anybody else? It's good stuff. You folks are word people. You've got some good insights. All right, Bob?
Pastor Gail, you're so right. And brings up the scripture, Psalm 1. Because you can have all kind of excuses to line up with this world if you want to. And I don't have to go through them all, whether it's how you feel, or whether it's your financial situation, or just you having a bad hair day. So, you know, and it's funny because, Pastor, you did the message on the body, soul, and spirit. So depending, Psalm 1, who you line up with is how that spirit's going to line up, because that soul's going to teeter-totter to the body. It is. It's going to teeter-totter to the body because you're complaining and moaning and groaning, or it's going to teeter-totter to the spirit. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. You think about that. When you say something about your brother, whether you don't like him because he don't do what you think is right or he doesn't do, you're sitting in the seat of the scornful. And then you have all your acquaintances and all those that you pass during the days that you are not in church. You're out in the supermarket or you're at work. And there's always that one or two that comes up and kind of condescends. And you don't want to say nothing right away, but you're only going to leave him go so far, and then you're going to have to put him in his place. So you know that's coming. But he condescends to you like he looks down. Brother, you know, this guy ain't no good, not good. You know, I have to share this with you because I had to straighten my own family out. I was a member of my family. I had to go tell him. It says, you know, you didn't even know that man 5 minutes, and you backbited him. You actually assassinated his character. And you know what? I got to straighten you out. And he hadn't talked to me. Well, it's been a couple years. But it's okay. It's okay. Because who else was going to tell him to get him healed? He needed cut. And so this is what Psalm 1 says. Blessed is the man. So if you want to be blessed, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't stand in the way of sinners.
That's very good.
That's right. Because the book of James says that a fountain doesn't shoot out bitter waters and sweet waters. It's one or the other. All right. Ever see a drinking fountain? You know, a little fountain in someone's yard? So anyhow, that's good. Anybody else? Those are good thoughts.
I just want to share the importance of rest, resting your body, especially in our senior years. So goes your body. It puts pressure on your spirit to live out of the flesh. You know, so it's just important. I think I mentioned to somebody when I came in tonight, I took a nap. Oh, I felt so much better, you know? And so just, it's important, even when you're young. Rest is important. Now, you can sleep, but sometimes you don't rest. You know, if your mind's working overtime, and you're tossing and you're turning, and there's a song, huh? Tossing, and we've been singing the old songs lately. But anyhow, rest is going back to that peace that they talked about earlier. You know, when you lay down, are you at peace? You know, if you're not at peace, check, see what's troubling you. And but our bodies need rest. Oh my goodness. And so when I first heard the teaching of spirit, soul, and body, it was just an eye-opener. And I'm talking 30 years, 35 years ago. But it helped me to start recognizing which was which. I remember being in my kitchen after I listened to the teaching. I thought, oh, yeah, now that's my flesh. That's my spirit. And that's, so go through your day. Today I know I was starting to get in the flesh. I thought, that's my flesh. So I took a nap. And sometimes it's just good when you're in the flesh to zip it. Just zip. I don't know which grandchild it was, but you know how kids go through stages. But they say, just zip it, Nanny. Just zip it. But Nanny needs to zip it sometimes. And so do you. But anyhow, it's just good not to say things when we're tired, you know. And so that really helped me to recognize it and to identify the spirit, soul, and body.
That's right.
That's my body.
Yeah.
That's my spirit. Mm-hmm. When you're at peace and ask the Lord to help you.
That's very good.
ask the Lord to forgive you.
We've heard it said before that if you're tired, go to bed. If you're weary, go to Jesus. There's a difference, right? And I think I mentioned maybe last Wednesday. I'll go over to this. Anybody else have a nugget? You want to add to that? How to keep your sanity? All right. Okay. So I'm going to read that scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 out of the Amplified this time. And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. I tell you, when I began to study spirit, soul, and body, it helped me so much to understand myself. And you can help some people that have some emotional problems or having problems with their thought life. When you help them to see themselves as a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. Where are my circles? Here they are. Spirit, soul, and body. And once again, you begin to realize that the soul part of you is unregenerated. I've heard it said this way: we need to rewrite our programming. Guys in prison become born again. They need to rewrite their programming. Once they walked in a crooked path, and now they want to walk in a straight path. So what has to take place? Something is going to have to happen here. Ephesians 4:23 says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is your mind, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Be renewed in the attitude or the spirit of your mind. So, we've got to take the hard drive and do something with it, right? I had something written down here. Oh, we got to unscript ourselves. We've got to unscript ourselves. Or could you put it this way? You got to re-script your programming, your hard drive, from the prior programming. We've all been programmed by our experiences, by our parents, by the things that have happened in our lives, by the teachers, the athletic directors we were around, and coaches, and we're a result of programming. And we need to reprogram or rescript from that prior programming and get new programming. But in the meantime, you have to understand that some of the thoughts that we get, like, oh, you may wake up some morning and think, oh, I must be gay. That's not God. That's from the unrenewed mind. And do you see how people get their whole lives messed up because they don't understand this? Oh, maybe I'm gay. I better come out of the closet. No. That's from the enemy or from your unrenewed mind. You can't trust your thoughts. Huh? No, my goodness. Or I'm a lowlife. Or I might as well commit suicide. Or, well, why don't you just cut yourself? You know, no, that's stupid. That's not God. That's out of line with God's word. Or, well, maybe I'll harm somebody. Or I'll get angry at God. Or, huh? No. Or, I'm going to run away from reality. Where's that coming from? The unrenewed, unregenerated mind. This is an unreliable source of information. This didn't get born again, but your spirit, where's my little spirit? Your spirit did. This is dependable. You can rely on this. Now, I'll not take the time tonight, but you can read Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 25. that this area, the word soul, is the word psuche. You hear the word psychology in it? You want to say that word, psuche? And so, if I get emotional or I get in the flesh, my wife says, no psuche today. No psuche today. Or if I take a bad thought, you know, and, you know, hey, that's your psuche, honey. Or everyone is looking at me. Or nobody likes me. Everybody's talking about me. That's not God. That's out of your unrenewed mind. That's out of the unregenerated aspect or component of your life. Amen. Off-the-wall thoughts that don't line up with God's Word. Amen. You can rely on your spirit, though, can't you? This cannot be trusted. This can. And certainly, the mind renewal process, and I'm going to quit right here. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 is where it's at. So you see, until you get your mind renewed, you got to watch the thoughts. My goodness, don't trust those thoughts. You say, well, I was a Christian many years ago, but I still get that. Well, then you just need to saturate yourself with the Word of God. You need to imbibe the Word of God. You just need to keep it going all the time. In ministry, being in ministry, I have to keep the Word pumping all the time to keep the garbage out. Huh? Yeah. In other words, I listen to Mark Hankins, and my wife listens to Nancy Dufresne and Creflo Dollar and all these people. Just keep the Word pumping. You got a phone, then, man, you can get anybody, right? Just keep that Word pumping. And what happens? Now it crowds out all of these goofy thoughts. Well, you're no good. You're ugly, or you're this. No, get out of here with those thoughts. That's not the real you. This is the real you. So if you listen to this, you're listening to a lie. No, you got to listen to the Word of God. You got to listen to your spirit. And get to the place where you discipline yourself that the moment one of those negative thoughts comes into your mind, from the suke, you throw it out. Yeah. Tell them, no suke. Pack your suitcase and no suke. Hallelujah. Well, let's stand tonight. I got more, but we'll just stop right there. So re-script your mind. The Bible does say in Romans 12, 2, which I didn't get to read, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed, but be transformed. Don't be conformed to the way the world thinks about abortion or transgender or the woke culture or whatever. Don't be conformed to all of that mess, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. We're living in a time, church, when not only we need to pray in tongues a lot, we need to keep that Word pumping in our hearts continuously if we're going to survive in these perilous times. Amen. Come on now. Amen. That's good preaching. Shout amen, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you and thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we want to go deeper in you, Lord. Oh, we want to imbibe your Word. We want to just be saturated, oh God, with your Word, your presence, and your power. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You folks added so much to that message tonight. See, I didn't have to work as hard. Good job. Thank you. Give Jesus a hand. Hallelujah. Have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.